Autism is generally considered to be incurable. Most parents are told there is little or nothing they can do for their child. But at the Autism Treatment Centre of America, they don't believe that's true, and they've developed a programme called Sonrise to treat autistic children. It was inspired by Ron Kaufman, who was himself autistic as a child.
At a young age, I was diagnosed as severely autistic. And by severely, I mean I was totally mute. I had no language whatsoever. I didn't look at my parents or anyone else. I was in every way encapsulated in my own world. I would spend hours and hours doing these repetitive behaviors like spinning plates, flapping my hands in front of my face, rocking back and forth. I actually had a tested IQ of less than 30. So my parents were really told, listen, this is a lifelong condition. This is how your son's going to be. And basically, you know, eventually you're going to have to look at putting him in an institution. And maybe one day he might learn how to dress himself, but that's pretty much the ceiling of what you can hope for or expect. And my parents really did something quite amazing, which was they turned their back on all these dire prognoses, and they designed and developed their own home-based child-centered program where they worked with me really intensively for a little over 3 years. And at the end of that period, I recovered completely from my autism without any trace of my former condition. I, you know, went on to like live a regular life and be a regular guy and go to typical schools and ultimately graduated from Brown University with a degree in biomedical ethics. And now work with other families and professionals, actually giving them and teaching them the same tools that my parents used with me to give me the life that I have.
Now, do you remember much about that period of your life, both when you still had the autism and once your parents had worked with you? Also, what was it like?
I don't have a huge amount of day-to-day memory of this is what I was thinking. And partly because I was pretty young at the time. I have little 3 and 4 second snippets. And I can remember a little more toward the later part of my program. I can remember times with my mother working with me. And I remember it didn't feel like I was in a special program. It felt like like we were playing lots of games together. And that is one of the really wonderful facets of the Sonrise program, which is now the name of what this program is called. And one of the things that's wonderful about that is it really focuses on using children's motivations to learn, using a lot of fun to learn, so that for a lot of these children, it doesn't feel like traditional learning.
Now, you said that you were quite young at the time. Mm-hmm. Was it important that you were that young? Or in fact, could you have been treated much later in life?
I don't think it's as important as everyone else does. I mean, look, if you can choose to start at age 2 or 22, sure, start at age 2. But, you know, we actually worked with this, I'm thinking of this one family in particular. This mom had a boy, he was 16 years old. He was actually completely mute, he was autistic, he had never spoken before. And of course she was told like, hey, listen, maybe there were possibilities when he was younger, but he's 16. I mean, if he hasn't learned to speak now, he's not going to learn. And she took the Sonrise program startup, which is our sort of training program. She took some other programs and she went back and she worked with him. And she actually was talking to us 6 months hence from that time. And amazingly, she was explaining how excited she was because her son was finally expressing himself and he was speaking to her in full sentences so she could completely understand what he wanted and what he was asking for. He definitely still had other challenges, but the point being is he was speaking in full sentences 6 months after her starting the program, and he didn't even start the program until he was 16. So I think there's a lot of preconceptions about what's possible at what age, but the brain is very, very plastic, and we do not set limits on any child or adult ahead of time.
When your parents developed this, did they already have some kind of idea about what they thought might work, or were you really a guinea pig and it was kind of a lot of trial and error?
Obviously, they'd never worked with anyone with autism before. They weren't in the field, which, by the way, is something that I really thank God for every day because it allowed them to really think outside the box and do something very different. They didn't know what would happen, and they didn't know what would happen with me either. What they did know was that, number one, they really decided to see me as a blessing and not a curse and be okay with me where I was, even if I never changed. Number two, though, was they really believed in my possibility for growth and change. And they didn't know what would happen, but they believed in what was possible. And so at first, actually, they just started by observing me. What did I move toward? What did I move away from? One of the first things they discovered was that the best way to reach me was rather than trying to force me to conform to a world that I didn't yet understand, they started by joining me in my world first. So for instance, when I would spin plates all the time, instead of taking the plate away or trying to stop me, they'd actually get a plate, they'd get down next to me, and they would spin plates with me. That is actually the first time that they had a breakthrough with me, where I started to look at them and include them in my play and actually do those behaviors less. And we've now seen that with thousands of children over the decades that we've worked with them, that basically when we join these children in their behaviors that everyone else is trying to stop them from doing, that is where the first breakthroughs come from. That's where we start to build a connection with them that becomes the platform for all future growth and education. So at the Autism Treatment Center of America, when we're doing the Sunrise program, that's always step one.
That's Ron Kaufman from the Autism Treatment Center of America.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.